Lesson 1. Fulfilling One's Calling. Today's lesson takes a look at the genealogical ancestry of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel. Adrienne normally reads through the upcoming Sunday school lesson during the week. As she skimmed through, she learned that while Jesus' human family heritage was extraordinary, it was not filled with perfect people. In it were liars, schemers, adulterers, seducers, and prostitutes. But God took those with shady pasts and transformed them for His glory. Adrienne then became curious about her own family history. Adopted as an infant, Adrienne wants to know her history and ethnic background to assist her in understanding who she is and where she came from, and to give her a sense of identity. Adrienne came across some fascinating information in her research. Her family may share ancestry with a famous doctor, which Adrienne believes is why she is fulfilling a calling in the field of medicine. As the lists of famous people in her family tree grew, Adrienne also uncovered a few relatives with a past that some would call obnoxious. An aunt went rogue, a third cousin committed a crime that no one dares to talk about, and her father's brother died trying to rob a bank. Adrienne shared the results with her adopted mother and said she did not expect to find a perfect family history. Adrienne said this shows that her biological family are real people who made mistakes. Every family has secrets and skeletons in the family closet. Adrienne is still thankful for her family. Adrienne and her mother then studied Jesus' family tree. They looked at how Jesus came to fulfill His calling from God, who showed His love for us by offering salvation through Jesus. Adrienne said that she was not going to allow her missteps and slip-ups to define her, but that she is committed to fulfilling the calling God has placed on her life. Discussion questions. 1. Discuss that even in prominent, so-called influential families, there is disappointment in the behavior of some family members. 2. Discuss why no one should be ashamed to have people with a bad reputation in their family. 3. How can we today use the scandalous events of those in our family line to highlight our salvation and how God loves and redeems sinners?